Monsieur le Président, ma délégation remercie.
President, we would like to thank the ambassador and the intergovernmental group of experts on financing for development for their report. We are grateful for the comments which recognize the challenges that hinder the mobilizing development funds. Cabo Verde aligns itself with the statement made by the G77 group plus China. We take note of the recommendations of general policies formulated by the group. Several of them appear to us to be pertinent and of interest to our country as they are aligned with current policies for sustainable development in the countries, aligned with the 2030 agenda, the 2030 agenda for sustainable development, and the Addis Ababa Development Programme for the third financing cycle. For my country, development financing has always been problematic. As a less developed country, we had problems, and as an intermediate income country now, we have always faced problems in raising public aid and public development aid. Later, during the transition phase, concessional loans did not allow us to meet our fundamental needs for financing. All international efforts for raising funds were hindered also by the pandemic. This was also noted by Ambassador Julia Chenderoux. Then followed multiple environmental and political crises, which led to increase of prices of commodities. Then we had the extreme costs of debts as well as national political problems. All of this hindered our domestic attempts to resolve our socio-economic problems. It is vital that we put in place innovative financing mechanisms that can sustainably overcome the obstacles to development financing. For sub-Saharan countries and for insular developing countries like Cabo Verde, financing must be compatible with our servicing of debts, and this has not been the case. It must be aligned with governmental income in order to overcome national and international debt. In terms of national capacity building, we must increase the tax base to reduce our dependence on external financing sourcing. For example, tax evasion is a major target. Public funding overhaul is necessary, President. As we face multiple restrictions and problems listed in the report and current international trends, we cannot see how to reduce the cost of development funding or raise the $4 billion necessary for achieving the SDGs. We need alternative financing sources. The role of UNCTAD should be highlighted in how we tackle the key reasons for high costs of funding. National monetary policies are a major issue, and they impact international financing. We need innovative ways to drive down the costs of capital, such as converting debt in line with climate adaptation, greater capacity to gain access to international funding and diversified sources of funding, including the changes in rating agencies to find ways that we can find cheaper financing. Thank you, President, for your attention.